You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We talked some football earlier with Francesca. In case you missed it, check it out on the free Odyssey app. And I can't wait to do more football. We're going to do a heavy football show tomorrow. Obviously, no baseball games to react to tonight with the Mets and Yankees both being off. I'm sure there's always going to be baseball stories, something will come up. Who knows? Maybe the Mets call these kids up. Maybe something happens to the Yankees roster-wise, whatever. But we're going to plan on doing a heavy football show tomorrow. And I think we should have Nick Costos in studio. I'm going to get the scene set. It's only August 8th, but a football Friday. Why not set the scene a little bit with the preseason week one underway here? You got the Jets and Giants both playing on Saturday. I did watch a little Hard Knocks on Thursday. I enjoyed it. Get me back into the season. It's fun to watch a Hard Knocks episode with a real star in Josh Allen and the Bills, who are a legitimate team, as opposed to maybe last year with the Bears. I didn't really get that much into it. So Hard Knocks, a good sign and fun that football is coming. We're excited about it. Can't wait. Hopefully both the Jets and Giants are good. Now, I don't know if the Jets are going to be a good team this year, but I do know that their staff has excellent taste in restaurants. A little birdie told me that the Jets had a nice dinner last night. Hoff, you want to take a guess where that dinner was with the New York Jets?
Chipotle.
No. I mean, that's not bad either. Wendy's, of course, is great. The Jets apparently were dining at our spot, Rails. And I was told that Aaron Glenn gave a nice speech at the half. And I had to ask, of course, well, what does that mean, halftime? Is that, you know, dessert, after the meal before dessert, or is it after the apps before the main course? What would you guess in that spot? I would probably guess after apps before the meal. If you're going to give a speech, you do it after apps. You get the apps going, and it's like, all right, here we go, game time.
I mean, I would think maybe like mid main course.
No, then you're interrupting the main course. You can't do that.
No, but like you have seconds, right? Like, I mean, most of the time people have like their first, once the main course comes out, you get like the first dish, and then it's like, boys,
yeah,
we gotta go. We can't let this sit.
No, I was told there was a big speech after the apps. Aaron Glenn and his staff enjoying a little Rails, which, come on, God bless them. I know they got good taste in that. And then Glenn gave that speech before the meal, firing his team up. Let's go. Obviously, with the off day yesterday and back in action today with the practice, training camp, whatever it may be. I'm all in for Aaron Glenn. I love the fact that he's a Parcells disciple. Parcells is my favorite. I think Belichick's the best to ever do it. Parcells is my favorite. So I love the fact that you have Aaron Glenn, a Parcells disciple here. I just want to see it implemented. I don't love Justin Fields. Call me crazy, but I like a quarterback who could throw the football. Now, I like one who could run it too, but I'd prefer that the quarterback has the ability to throw the football, and Fields just hasn't shown that yet. Hopefully, he could go out there and take another level to his game and combine his skill set with throwing the football well down the field. He has no touch down the field, too many lasers. You know, he has a good arm. I just don't think he's accurate or has that touch to be very effective through the air. But either way, Jets, you heard Francesa talk about it before. He thinks they're going to run the football, and that should lead to some success. Hopefully breed a positive culture inside out, run the football, and then rely on the defense. I think that certain players, specifically Sauce Gardner, are overrated on their defense, but I'd love to see it where Glenn can maximize their ability. Let Sauce run all over the field and chase down and lock down the opponent's number one wide receiver. And Glenn's going to let him do that. So I'm excited for football for both the Jets and the Giants here. I'm not going to let the schedule get in the way. I know Mike made a big point about that. Even if the Giants are better, you may not see it because the schedule's so hard. The schedule's hard. You know what? You got to win games. I mean, I don't want to hear it. I don't want any of the excuses. Their defense is supposed to be so great, big and bad, all that pass rush that they have there. Carter and Burns and Sexy Dex and Kayvon, go out there and make your presence felt. A great defense should be able to slow down, at the very least, a good offense. And you hope the Giants could have some consistency with their offense. That's where I doubt it. Neighbors is a stud. I don't trust Russell Wilson at this point, and I don't think the Giants are going to be able to run the ball enough. Maybe they don't want to run the football. But you heard Mike talk about the issues with their offensive line. If their offensive line isn't healthy, then I don't care how great a wide receiver they have. Or who their quarterback is. Could be Daniel Jones, could be Russell Wilson, could be Eli Manning. But I am still excited for football, holding out hope that both these teams will be better this coming season. 888-808-1019. Mike is calling from Manhattan. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Sal. I want to thank you for keeping the connection with Francesa. You heard him talk about Parcells. It's very hard to keep that connection. I'm grateful to you for keeping it going.
I appreciate you saying that. I just want to say that it's obviously not me. It's Mike taking the time to come on and being willing to come on. But it is something that I don't know if I want to say I'm proud of. Like, I just think that, like, I worked with Mike. First of all, I loved him as a listener, just like you did. And then I had the opportunity to work here at the Fan and kind of learned under him and was able to go on, be a part of his and Dog's show. And then when Dog left, work with him. And I had a relationship with him, and I always showed respect to Mike. So, I'm thankful and appreciative to have that friendship now, years later, where we just talk about sports, whether we're hanging out at Saratoga or on the golf course or through text. I love talking New York sports with the legend, and you know it's an honor to be able to call him a friend, but also just show him respect for what he did for this station and what I love to do. If not for him and Dog, I wouldn't be here because I wouldn't want to do it. So I love Mike, and I'm glad that
on the phone.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be on the phone. But
yeah, well, there you go.
Two things. Two things that he said on Shane and Daboll. They got two outs. In case the veteran quarterback does a little good, or Jackson Dart shows something, they'll probably get them another contract. What happens if it's only six wins, and we really don't even get to see Jackson Dart? Maybe he gets injured and something, or whatever the reason, we really don't know. That's what I want to know about Dable's contract, because I don't believe in him at all.
So what do you mean? What happens if who gets hurt? What are you talking about? Russell Wilson?
Like say if they drag Wilson out to week 12,
yeah,
you know, and they show Dart, a little bit of Dart, but we still don't know what he is.
Yeah,
Four years we didn't know what Daniel Jones was.
Yeah, I still think
still
Mike,
waiting to know what he was.
I believe, now I don't know this, I believe that you're going to get another shot next year with this regime, Shane and Daboll and Jackson Dart. Now, I don't know that, but I just get the feeling that that's how it's set up from ownership. When they made the decision to keep both Joe Shane and Brian Daboll and then select a young quarterback in Jackson Dart, which is something we've been begging and screaming and yelling and kicking for them to do for the last 3 years, whatever it is, when they first got here, I think it's set up now beyond this year. I would look at this as at the very least a 2-year window for Shane and Daboll. Could be wrong. If they bottom out, maybe then they make changes. But I would look at this, me personally, if you do the math, it screams this year plus next. The hope is that they're going to be somewhat competitive this year, not just in the record, but you know, game to game, week to week, show that they can be competitive and actually score some points. I mean, call me crazy. Is it possible to score some points? Maybe. Like, I've been a Brian Daboll backer. Hard to back them when they win 3 games and the offense is one of the worst that we've seen, regardless of who the quarterback is. Figure it out. Move the ball. So they need to see those steps, like professional football steps, to a competitive level. And then forget the record-wise, but as long as they can be somewhat competitive and then transition to Jackson Dart and see some signs from Dart, then I think you're going to get that second year. But think about, let's just say worst case happens with the Giants. And I don't know what could ever make us think that worst case would happen with the Giants. But let's say, or the Jets for that matter, with New York football. Let's just say that it's worst case. Offensive line banged up, can't run the football. Russell Wilson's no good. You know, whatever. Neighbors, if he's healthy, he's going to put up big numbers regardless. But it's just not working offensively. Defense is overrated. Tough schedule does get the best of them. And the Giants win, you know, are winning three games this year or whatever, two games this year. Is it going to be enough to say, well, okay, well, we'll transition to Jackson Dart, and then they bring Jackson Dart in at what, week 10, 11? And then if Dart doesn't show signs, then are they going to fire Daboll? Like, I could see a scenario. It's got to be worst case scenario. But if they did, even if Dart comes in after the Giants struggle and they did go to Jackson Dart, do you really think that it would be the right move from ownership to fire Daboll and then have a new regime come in? Or even at the very least, let's say they keep Shane and fire Daboll and have a new head coach come in and kind of have the young quarterback Jackson Dart forced upon him. Like, that's how you get in a bad way. And then it's going to be the same thing that we had with the prior regime forcing Daniel Jones on this current regime. Like, that's what happened. Daniel Jones was a Gettleman guy. And Jones was forced upon Shane and Daboll. And we were yelling and screaming about it for 3-4 years here. And now it's finally, they have their own guy in Jackson Dart, who's not going to start this year. But it wouldn't make any sense to do what they did in the offseason and then in the draft and all that stuff leading up to the season, only to have a new head coach in place for next year. I think this is at least a 2-year project. Fred is calling from Newton, New Jersey. What's up, Fred?
Hey, how you doing, Sal?
Good. How are you, Fred?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Now, I'm a Met fan for 55 years before you were born. And Frankie Montas, they got to release him.
They might.
He's just horrible.
Look, they're going to give him a chance here Saturday, Fred. That's his normal day to pitch. And they're going to give him a chance to pitch. I don't know if it's going to be as a starter. They haven't announced that yet. They've alluded to they might have an opener in front of him. Once you allude to that, to me, I would be surprised if Montas starts. I think they're going to have an opener go out there and then have Montas after that. I was reading the post that talked about how they're going to have a change his pitch mix, maybe. Montas not using his most effective pitches enough. So they're going to try to fix him Saturday. If he does not get the job done Saturday, then I think all bets are off and anything's possible. But I do not believe that if Montas is not good Saturday, that he will be pitching in 5 days from Saturday.
Did you know what he did in AAA?
No.
His ERA was like 11 or 12 in AAA.
Yeah, Manaea wasn't good in AAA either. Like, I don't really get caught up in that necessarily, Fred, and thank you for the call. To me, it would be more about what he's doing up here. To me, it would be, forget about AAA. Look at what he did with the Yankees when he was here. Like, Frankie Montas sucking is the least surprising thing to happen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Maybe in New York sports history. Show me the person outside of David Stearns who's surprised that Frankie Montas sucked. And to David Stearns' credit, he wasn't here when Montas was here with the Yankees. He was awful. Cashman made the mistake of trading for him. He was always hurt. He was awful, even when he came back healthy. And surprise, surprise, he was hurt to start the year. And again, he's been awful. So I don't think any of us are surprised at it. I think the Mets thought that they could fix him. They thought he was a good value. Whatever the analytics that they see were similar to what the Yankees saw in him. And they thought they could fix him. Well, they thought wrong, at least for now. He's probably going to get one more shot. But if the Mets are who we think they are, and if they want to be taken seriously, and I think that they do, then I'm okay with giving him one more shot Saturday as an opener, with an opener in front of him, or if he starts the game, one more shot Saturday. That's it. It can't be anything beyond that. If the Mets have him and he goes out there and gets hit hard Saturday, and they have him take the mound again 5 days later, then I don't know what we're doing. Then David Stearns and Carlos Mendoza are not who I thought that they were. And the Mets organization does not have that accountability that we talked about. And they do not value winning the division. You can't do it. It's nothing personal with Montas. You got to start winning some games here. Artie's in Brooklyn. What's up, Artie?
Hey, Sal. Thanks for taking a call. You know, you're not the only one that says that Fields can't throw. But you're getting picked 12th. He's winning the NCAA championship. And then you watching film, and you're seeing this guy make these throws. How are people saying he can't throw? You want to argue that he can't throw consistently, make those throws? But if I asked you, who's a better quarterback, Fields or the quarterback from Atlanta? I know you're a big Atlanta fan. And
but which one are you talking about? Cousins or Penix? Penix. Yeah, I think Penix has to prove himself. But I trust Penix to throw the football better down. I'm not just talking about, like, literally can't throw it. Yes, Fields can throw it. I don't think he could throw it with the touch and the short windows with the accuracy that needs to be had to be a successful quarterback through the air. I believe his greatest strength is running the football. Penix, while he might be able to run it a little bit, he could throw the football. And by the way, there were some reports, I saw Costos tweeting about this, that Kirk Cousins is at a better camp. So, I'm not watching closely what's going on in Atlanta. But what I saw from Penix last year when he took over, to me, was more encouraging than anything I've seen with Justin Fields through the air with both the Bears and the Steelers.
Okay, so, I mean, I think it's worth the shot with Fields. I didn't know where they were going. And I think that's what the Jet year is all about this year, is to find out if Fields can be that quarterback. But as far as the coach is, I'm telling you, Glenn reminds me of the coach in Pittsburgh. I'm blocking
Mike
out.
Mike Tomlin?
He's got that mannerism of way that he handles the media, how he handles the players. I really see him as a coach that could take us to the playoffs and win. All right, Sal, thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, thank you, Artie. And look, I'm not trying to say that. Like, I don't mean Fields literally can't throw the football or he can't make any plays through the air. I remember watching him quite a bit when he first came up. I've said this before because I had him on my fantasy team. I forget what I did with the quarterback situation, and nobody cares about anybody else's fantasy team, but it pertains to the Justin Fields conversation here. I didn't have a quarterback. Usually I punt. That's my theory in fantasy. I'll punt the quarterback spot and get one late. And that year, the guys that I decided to take a gamble on, whoever it was, I forget, weren't any good. Fields was having a monster year, and he was available on the waiver wire. So I scooped him up. Like he was on the verge of breaking out, and I scooped him up, and then he did break out, numbers-wise, fantasy-wise. So I watched him a lot, and he could run it well, but when the Bears were down in those games late, and he was taking a beating too, didn't have a great offensive line with Chicago, even though he was putting up big numbers at least as far as fantasy goes, and maybe primarily on the ground, they were losing. The Bears kept losing. And a big part of that was Fields could not beat the opposition through the air. That doesn't mean he can't make a play or two. And by the way, I hope he improves his game. That's the goal, would be that you buy at a certain level with Justin Fields, give him an opportunity to where, okay, we know what the foundation is with him. At his worst, he's going to be able to run the football and make big plays and be a weapon there. But you hope that he could read the field better, make the proper decisions better, and throw it into tighter windows. That was always my issue where you get a guy coming out of Ohio State and it looks great. This was, for me specifically, as it pertained to Dwayne Haskins when he was coming out, which is why I didn't want him. Anytime I watched the highlight film of Dwayne Haskins, he was thrown into windows where guys are open by 10 feet. So, yeah, okay, well, look at the results. Look at the completions. Look at the numbers. Look at the wide receivers he's throwing to. Sure, look at the tight windows that he's going to have to throw in the NFL versus what he was throwing in the Big Ten. Like, that's a big difference. So where Justin Fields was a great quarterback at college, it's a totally different game in the pros with the smaller windows. And what I've seen in Chicago and the little that we saw last year with Pittsburgh, to me, was not something that I would feel confident in saying that Fields is going to one day develop into, I don't know, you want to say elite thrower of the football or a great, you know, pocket passer or a great quarterback through the air. You hope that he can improve it enough to where that dual threat can win you some football games. But I don't think Justin Fields will ever be a good enough thrower to be a true franchise quarterback. I'm not trying to knock him. I'm rooting for him. And I think the Jets can have some success with him at the helm. But ultimately, I'm not a believer in him being the answer long term because of some of the limitations that I see with him throwing the football. Actually, I'm going to take off Monday because Friday I'm going to Saratoga, so I'm looking forward to that. Try to get in the big guy's box there, but N.A., not available. Although, like Mike said, we've hung out there. Belmont weekend I was up there. I can't wait to go back to Saratoga in the actual summer. Belmont's great, but doing it in June, a little different than doing it in August. So I can't wait to go up with Saratoga Wills and hang out, have some fun, betting the ponies up there on Friday. So I'll be out Friday, but I'm also taking Monday off because I want to go see, well, A, because I get some days, and B, because I want to go see The Naked Gun. I'm going to take my wife to go see a movie, Two Birds, One Stone. I get to see the movie I want, make my wife happy in the process. Hank is calling from Yap Hank. Have you seen The Naked Gun yet, Hank?
Yes, I have, Sal, and how you doing?
Good, how are you? Where are we, what are we thinking?
If that movie lasts 3 weeks in the movie house, it's going to be a lot. Okay.
I thought
the movie
it was good.
Is a big disappointment.
Wow, you didn't like it, huh?
And I love those movies, Sal. Okay. The other ones were you know, drop dead hysterical. Okay.
Yeah.
Where you actually, this is really, really, really dry humor. In other words, it's funny, okay, but you're not going to be hysterically laughing.
The problem I have now, I'm seeing it either way. I did,
yep.
When I was talking to my wife this morning, walking to work, you know, tidying things up, yep. And making sure everything's okay. I was like, so are you sure you want to go see this movie Monday? Because I know my wife, like, she doesn't like, let's say, Will Ferrell. She doesn't have that drier sense of humor, and we know what The Naked Gun is. So that means she's probably going to hate this. I'm still holding out hope that I could get into it.
Your wife is going to hate it, Sal, but let me just make a couple of points.
She's very difficult to please.
There's only two parts of the whole movie that you will be hysterically laughing. There are two parts.
Right, don't ruin it.
Say
don't ruin it. No spoilers.
I'm not going to say.
Okay.
I'm not saying nothing. Okay. I'm going to wait for you to do it because when you see this movie. Okay, I'm going to call back, okay? And let's see if we can compare the notes to see if the two parts of the movie that we were in sync on, okay? But the one point I got to make, Sal, make sure you stay till the end of the credits.
Oh, well, I like it. See, I wouldn't think that. Like, if you go see a key point. There you go.
A key point, Sal.
If I go see a Marvel movie, I know that that is something I got to do. But when you go see The Naked Gun, and thank you for the call, Hank, I'll let you know what we think of the movie next week when we come back. I'm going to see The Naked Gun. I'm not thinking stay through the credits. But now I will. I get the heads up.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I'm looking forward to it. Hav, you going to see this movie, The Naked Gun?
Especially after what Hank just said? Hell yeah.
You think it's going to be better?
I think it's going to be perfect. Dry sense of humor, like, that's what it is. It's this slow-played humor.
I'll tell you honestly, when I heard that it was first coming back out, I was like, oh, man, that's going to be stupid. Now, I love the original Naked Gun, 33 and a third, whatever the 22 and whatever it was, the second one. I love those. But I thought the remake idea was going to be dumb. I don't like Liam Neeson, especially in that role. Like, Liam Neeson trying to go capture the guy who kidnapped his daughter, that's different. That's badass. Liam Neeson being Frank Drebin's son, come on. But the coming attractions, or whatever you want to call it, the preview, the movie trailer, that got me hooked. We were watching it, laughing watching
it. Well, right. And they bought into a couple things at the end of the trailer specifically.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing, too. For people that don't know, Leslie Nielsen, who was the original Frank Drebin, was originally like a very serious actor, and it took Airplane for him to take his comedic path.
Look at you. Where is this expertise coming from?
I'm just a genius when it comes to movies and nonsense.
I couldn't name another movie outside of Airplane, which I haven't even seen, but I've seen enough clips, so I knew that he was in that. And then The Naked Gun. What else has he done? You remember him from other movies?
Not Bram Stoker's, but Mel Brooks's Dracula.
Oh.
Dracula Dead Loving It. That was another fantastic, terrible movie.
Is that a must-see? I should watch that?
I mean, it's Mel Brooks.
I like Mel Brooks.
You're going to love it.
But he was serious in that or no?
No.
Okay, but that you said he was a...
But it's a funny movie.
Give me the serious stuff.
I don't know. Okay. I just know that he was a serious actor.
Would you read that somewhere? How do you know? You haven't seen any of the movies,
I think I was talking to my brother-in-law about this. We go
so
back
now we're
forth.
Taking your brother-in-law's word for it?
I mean,
it's like you get
stuff.
Your information with this, like, oh, yeah, you know, the Vikings aren't going to sign Aaron Rodgers. Like, what, your brother-in-law
I'm telling you right now. I think he was in some, like, serious movies.
Dove, you have any knowledge of this with Liam Neeson? Not Liam Neeson. Leslie.
No, I didn't know his serious movies, but I did know they said that about him when he did Airplane and The Naked Gun. Now, by the way, Naked Gun was really originally a TV series, Police Squad,
yeah.
It was called.
Yeah,
they had six episodes only, but hilarious stuff.
Oh, who was the original character in it?
It was Leslie Nielsen.
Oh, he played it in a TV series, and then they took it on to make it a movie. Did not know that.
Worth seeing. Go see those six episodes.
Plus, for a young kid like me, like I'm assuming it came out in 88, 89, right in my wheelhouse, 9, 10 years old, it also incorporated baseball. I mean, when Reggie Jackson must kill the queen, strike, when you have the umpire, like that is a classic. God, I love that movie. That was a great movie. I'd watch the original TV series if it's good.
Found one, and I can't believe I didn't remember this. He was in the original Creepshow.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that.
It's a horror stuff.
No, dude, I don't do the horror stuff. I told you.
What's wrong with you? You think the people that like horror movies go out and like murder people?
Yeah.
That's not true. I haven't murdered anybody.
I don't see how anybody gets pleasure out of watching anybody else.
I've never killed a soul.
I'm not saying that you're going to be a literal murderer. I haven't
killed like a bug.
Right, but what is it about your or anybody who watches this?
I'm going to kill that moth every day.
How can you enjoy?
I tried to. I miss on purpose.
All right. How can you enjoy something that is like scaring you and gory and like
I keeps
don't
me on my toes. It keeps me on edge. It makes me uncomfortable. That's good.
Yeah, it's not for me. I don't even. I have like I've opened up my palate to that type stuff. You know, even the Last of Us, is that what it was called recently? Like, because there's some zombies in that. Like, I'm not a zombie guy.
Yeah, that's not horror.
No, but that's like for me, that's a big look. There's a big leap from Billy Madison to zombie movies. I'm a Billy Madison Tommy yes. Boy guy. Now I used to go. I've evolved over the years. It used to be only Happy Gilmore, Billy, only Adam Sandler movies, only Chris Farley, those type movies. Naked Gun, Major League. Hey, that's my thing. I love that. Love to laugh, love to have fun. Then I started to evolve. You know, when you start dating different girls and you got to pretend that you know a little bit more. Somehow I started stumbling across foreign films. And then I realized, oh, these aren't bad. I actually like these. And then, you know, you start watching the best pick noms. And then I get into that. So I've expanded my palate. Silent Movie, The Artist, one of the great movies I've ever seen in my entire life. So I feel like I've opened my mind enough with these different movies over the years in the evolution from a 10-year-old to a 46-year-old. However, horror is the one thing I have no interest in. I don't need to see Freddy or Jason killing people or Mike Myers or The Exorcist or whatever it's called. Don't need any of that. Andrew's in Morris Plains. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, Sal. I just wanted to put my input. I saw the Naked Gun movie over the weekend, and I enjoyed it. I had very low expectations for this movie because I'm such a fan of the original, but it was very good. Liam Neeson was awesome in it. He was the right choice for that role. What I will say about the movie that I was impressed by was the humor. It really honors the humor from the original, like that kind of humor, that slapstick, dry humor, and it's there. And the audience was enjoying it. And I totally agree with you on one thing. There is way too much horror movies out there these days. But I'm glad to see comedy was back in theaters for once. It's been a long time.
Yeah, there you go, Andrew. I like that. Based off of the trailer, I thought that everything Andrew just said was going to be the case. That they're going to pay the proper tribute to the original and strike that chord when it comes to the comedic level of the film. Now, again, I'm trying to warn my wife. I don't know if she knows what she's getting into. You know what my wife wants to go see it for? Because of Liam Neeson and Pam Anderson. That's why. Because she knows that they're now having a true romance. So she's into that and wants to see how it, I guess, developed from the whatever. It's fine with me. I just want to go see a comedy. Enough of these, you know, murder mysteries and all these dramas. Because I'm constantly finding, I feel like that's the majority of stuff that's out there on TV now. By the way, it's only supposed to be, what, an hour and 20 or something like that, I think, which is beautiful.
Yeah, 125.
Yeah, and that's what a comedy should be.
Is that with the trailers in the beginning?
No, I think that's separate from the trailers. I think. I don't know. By the way, you know, the movies are running at like 9 a.m. That's why we have to go see it while Sammy's at school. We can't go to the movies because we don't have a babysitter. We don't trust the babysitter yet. Don't want that. My mom's on Long Island, so she's not going to be around. So that's why I had to take off Monday. Sammy still has school. And she'll be in school for the couple hours, whatever it may be. She goes to summer school here. And we'll go check a movie. 9 a.m. watching The Naked Gun. Gary's in Plainview. What's up, Gary?
How you doing?
Good.
Okay, so a serious role that he played in. Well, I don't know. I guess I'm older than you guys. But I don't know if you remember the series from Disney with Zorro.
No.
Any guys remember that?
I do not.
The Zorro series?
I know Zorro. Like
every week they had another... Every week they had another episode. Hmm. So he played, Leslie Nielsen played Swamp Fox. Swamp Fox, you know, good guy. He played a very serious role. And that was like in the continental, you know, time, the United States. And he was, like I said, the hero of that series. And there were a number of them. There were like three major episodal type of shows that Disney put on every Sunday night. and it was great. He played other serious roles as well, but that stuck in my mind because I really loved that.
Well, there you go. And that, it came out, Hoff tells me, and thank you for the call,
yeah,
Gary.
Yeah, the Swamp Fox came out in 1959. Right. You didn't I mean, catch that one?
Must have missed that one. I mean, good for him. That's a reference point, but no, I don't recall. So you're going back. So 59. So 30 years later. What year did Naked Gun come out? Do you have it? It had to be like 89.
Yeah, 88. Well, Airplane came out first in like 80 something.
Okay. Well, that doesn't help. 80 something. Yes, there was a decade.
1980. 1980. Okay. Airplane came out. Naked Gun came out in 88.
Yeah. Okay. 88. So you're talking about 30 years later. Liam Neeson has been a great, well-known, like serious, I'm going to come get you, track you down and kill you actor. And now he's going to play this role. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I'm excited for it.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
All right, we started the show talking about baseball. Obviously, we're talking with Mike Francesa, a man who needs no introduction. You know his voice, long time, obviously, here on The Fan. He built this freaking place live from the Mike Francesa studios.
That's a long time ago, Sal.
Not really that long.
You know, nobody cares about 19. I know that. I'm a smart 70-year-old. I understand no one cares about 1987. I understand that. Hey, I'm very proud of what we did. I'm very proud of what the fan did, what Dog and myself did, what the station has done. And I wish the station nothing but the best. But, you know, it's always about the present, just like baseball. It's always about the present. It's nice to honor the past, but it's always about – it's your time. It's not my time anymore. It's your time.
Well, my time might be up. Cart might be coming
not
back.
Not you personally. Yeah, I meant you, the station. I didn't mean you, Sal. Cart, you know, you'll be running in and saying, Mike said I should run the station. I mean, you know, Mike said I'm the guy. I mean, that's you'll be running off crazy. No, I mean you as the whole station. You know, I think it's your time, not mine.
Yeah, well, Cart might be coming back. Are you coming back at all? Do we need to worry about that?
No, I'm not coming back. I don't know who's coming back, but I can tell you this, I'm not coming back.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun talking with Mike earlier in the show. In case you missed it, check it out on the free Odyssey app. I only wish that we asked about the Naked Gun. Either way, 888-808-1019, the number to call. We'll be doing some more football tomorrow as we finish out the week strong here. Nick Costos should be joining us. I know he's moving, so I don't want to take up his time, but I figured it'd be fun to talk to Costos a little bit on a Football Friday. Get used to having him in his normal weekly spot here with B and BT for the start of the football season. So if he's available, hopefully he could come in studio, and we'll get you set for all that's going on preseason week one with the Jets and Giants, and obviously just look ahead to the biggest storylines around the NFL. Dan is calling from Jefferson, New Jersey. What's up, Dan?
Hey, Sal. I really love listening to you, and I really appreciate your Mets enthusiasm. I'm a little bit on the opposite side. I'm kind of like pessimistic now. I just this team hasn't shown any type of spark, and the hitters just don't like. They're not aggressive enough with the fastball. They're not coming around, or the fastballs are being pitched, and they're not connecting for some reason, and I just don't see the reason why.
Yeah, they're clearly thinking too much, or second-guessing themselves, or waiting for a perfect pitch and then letting fastballs go by. Yeah. Obviously, that cannot continue. But you say you're not seeing it. You're saying there was no point this year, prolonged point, that you felt like, wow, this team's a really good team.
Yeah, I mean, they won the 7 games in a row, but I mean...
Oh, what about April and May? What about April, May and the first half of June? Like, I can't speak for everybody. That's why I was asking you. I know me, and I was looking at the team saying, they're a good baseball team. I know a good baseball team when I see it. Yeah. I believe that they're a good baseball team. That's how I feel. You never felt like that at all?
I did. On paper, they are, but they don't really all together as a team put it all together. You know, it's either one thing or the other.
They have... go ahead.
They had moments this year. I agree with you on that, and it was exciting. But it's just that they don't. It's not sustained, you know, at this point. And the other thing too with the whole Montas thing. That was really a bad signing. And what Stearns waiting for to bring up one of these guys? I mean, come on, these guys are pitching really well, you know.
But remember,
bring up one of the young guys.
I think they're going to. And thank you for the call. They're going to wait. This is just my guess. They're going to wait to see what Montas does Saturday. If he does not pitch well in whatever role it's in, I firmly believe they will call up McClain next week and take that spot in the rotation. Now, you should know that even if that does happen, you got to have realistic expectations. McClain's not going to come in here and all of a sudden be Jacob DeGrom or Matt Harvey. Now, he might be effective. Is he going to go 7-8 innings? I wouldn't hold out hope that that's going to be the case. I don't know. The unknown is certainly appealing and far greater than what Montas has done. But let's not make it like that's going to end all the problems either. I don't care who comes up here. It could be Tom Seaver. If they don't hit, they're in big trouble. So then it comes down to, okay, fine. We haven't seen it consistently. But ultimately, would you take your chances now, September, October? Would you take your chances with Lindor, Soto, Alonso? My answer is yes. And that's why I wouldn't say being positive. That's why I'm not going nuts in a negative manner right now, is because I still believe those three guys will get it going and make everything else look different. Now, they haven't gotten it going to date together. Each individual, yes. Some more than others. But they have to get it going together. And I think that they will. That's the difference. If they don't, they're not going to win. Vince is calling from Old Bridge, New Jersey. What's up, Vince?
Sal, how you doing? First time talking to you.
Appreciate you calling. What's on your mind, Vince?
Big fan since the Mike and Chris days, so today was awesome.
Thank you. Glad you enjoyed it.
Yesterday, when you said, you made a point about Soto yesterday, and I felt it, where you said that who would have known that you would have been this shocked and this disappointed at what was going to go down with him. And I'm a little bit more negative than you for a couple of different reasons with him. I think a lot of the reason why the air is kind of out of the balloon a little bit with them is because of him. He looks old. He's lollygagging it in the field. He likes to admire the home runs sometimes when he hits them. You know, he's looking old. He's looking slow. I don't think he's comfortable. I don't think he ever gelled with some of the other little things that they like to do too. You know, the up your symbol or whatever that is with the arm when it gets a hit, or the picture, the posing in the dugout with the home run. The other day on TikTok, if you saw a video, somebody is going around asking team members who's the best dressed. When they get to him, he says me. I mean, you know, this is like,
Vince, I think
you like that?
I do. If that's how he feels, then yes, I'm not disagreeing with you. I think that what you're saying, there's some truth behind it. Now, I would disagree in saying, thank you for the call, Vince. I would disagree in saying that he looks old and slow. I don't see that. Juan Soto was not the greatest athletic specimen. He's just not. Like, Ronnie Mauricio has the physical tools to be a tremendous athlete. That's not Juan Soto. He's been fine in right field. He's been fine on the bases. He hasn't done what he's supposed to do in the batter's box. But he's shown flashes of it. Now, that's not good enough. You're going to have to get it done. And even in a down year, he's got 25 home runs. Remember, Carlos Beltran had, 15 home runs his first year with the Mets? So this is not an awful year. But according to Soto's standards, he has not been great. And I do agree, though, that his personality is not one that fit what the Mets were trying to do last year. Now, it's a different team this year. Maybe they wanted to keep that personality, that fun going. He's more business. I like that. I'm not saying you can't have fun, but I don't think everybody needs to be the same. Let him be him. If he doesn't want to partake in the photos or the celebrations, that's fine. I want him to be him because he's a freaking beast that's unafraid and that has done it. Where's Pete Alonso's World Series ring? Where's Francisco Lindor's? Where's Brandon Nimmo's? Soto's got one. He's done it before in the postseason at the highest level against the best and the baddest that the game has to offer. He did it in the Bronx with the Yankees last year. Everybody says, well, the Yankees made the World Series last year. Yeah, they did. You know what? They had Juan Soto. Prior to that, they didn't make the World Series since 2009. They had Judge there. Judge been there since 2017. Now, I'm not saying that he was the sole reason, but he was a big part of what they did and getting to the World Series. Anybody would tell you that. So he's different. He's unique. And if he says, I'm the best dressed on the team, I like that. He just has not delivered in the biggest moments yet. But if you think that he will, then you should be positive about the team. If you don't think that he will, and you think it's going to be a lost year, and you don't believe Soto's going to get it going, then I can understand why you'd be down about this team. I would be willing to bet he's going to turn it around. If there's one player that I would bet on to come through in the biggest of spots, and obviously we're getting toward that as we're reaching, you know, mid-August down the stretch here. I believe in Soto. But, I mean, whether I believe in him or not, doesn't matter. He's actually got to do it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.